Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Tevilas Kelim. We were discussing yesterday situations in which someone was going to use a vessel, did use a vessel that wasn't toveled. I want to clarify two points. One point is that if I am a guest in a Jew's home and there are vessels that need to be toveled that haven't been toveled, even though, and the vessels are now given to me for my own personal use, I do not have an obligation to tovel that vessel. It's not my vessel. But even though I don't have an obligation to tovel that vessel, I'm prohibited from using it if the owner of the vessel is obligated to tovel the vessel. So if the vessel belongs to a non-Jew, he's not obligated to tovel it. So there's no problem with my using it. But if the vessel belongs to a Jew and he's obligated to tovel it and he did not do so, it's not that I'm obligated to tovel the vessel. I'm not. It's not mine. But I am prohibited from using it until it's toveled. One point. The other point I want to clarify is that if someone ate food, cooked food in a vessel that wasn't toveled, even though he or she did the incorrect thing, it does not affect the kashrus of the food. A person buys a new pot and one spouse thought the other spouse toveled it and vice versa. And the bottom line is no one toveled the pot. And, they prepared chicken soup for Friday night in that pot and they realize in the middle of Friday night dinner, oh my gosh, no one toveled the pot. The soup is perfectly kosher. The only thing is, as soon as possible, it should really probably be taken out of the pot and, you know, it shouldn't be warmed in the pot further. It preferably wouldn't even be stored in the pot. It should be transferred to another pot. But it doesn't affect the kashrus of the soup. It just was incorrect that the pot was used to prepare this food before it was toveled. Okay, changing gears, moving on to the Tvila itself, a few questions that come up sometimes about Tvila. First of all, it's always good to remember there's a concept of chatzitza. Chatzitza is when there's a foreign item that's on the vessel. We lechatchila, if it's at all possible, we eliminate all chatzitzos from the vessel before doing Tvila. That most commonly applies to tags and labels and things of that sort. It's very interesting. I saw brought down, you could have a situation where one doesn't need to remove the tag. Why would someone not need to remove the tag? If the presence of the tag is a very exciting thing for the person and enhances the use of the vessel. Let's say it is a high, high class item and you want everyone who you have over to know that this is such a high class item and you always plan on having the tag on and it, like I said, it enhances the status of the vessel, then probably you wouldn't have to remove the tag. But in the vast majority of the cases, that's not the scenario, and one would need to remove the tag. Sometimes people wonder, do I need to remove, let's say the handles on the vessel could be removed. Do I need to remove the handle? Let's say there's a design on the vessel that's part of the vessel. Do I need to like chip off the design? So anything that is considered complementary to the vessel's use is considered part and parcel of the vessel. That would include handles, that would include designs, things of that sort. Now, interestingly, it's fine for the handle to be on the vessel, but there better not be any chatzitzos on the handle itself. In other words, once the handle is considered part of the vessel, I have to make sure there are no tags or labels on the handle because that now is considered an extension of the vessel. What would be a problem is if, let's say, these handles could be removed and put back on and you didn't have it securely on when you toveled it. You had it kind of like halfway on or you didn't have it on in the correct manner. That would be a problem of chatzitza because it's not attached in the way that enhances the use of the vessel. So then it's considered a foreign item. So that's just another interesting thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.